So Councilman, if you recall, in February, when this particular line item, 35-335, came before you, we did have some discussion on the floor, and at the time, we did have the quarterly reports that showed the $60,000 allotment at that time, three quarters into the year, only $10 of that had been used. I think I'm correct in assuming that as of this date, when we have spoken about this issue, I don't believe that the city council, particularly the finance chairman and his members, have ever received a historical itemized breakdown of payments that have been made for those services. I think I'm pretty comfortable stating that. The problem that I have is that after that meeting in February, when I started asking a few questions, the 2012 contract, which lists this particular allocation, was immediately removed from the city's website. In addition to that, the tentative agreement and the fiscal notes were also removed. And I had to go to great lengths to get them so I could look at this particular line item so I could have a clear view, so if I come to speak to you, I could speak to you, you know, eloquently but with some educational background. So I did in fact do that, and I got the historical contract documents. And the historical contract document was changed in 2012. The wording that which was removed was, the cost of such examinations and tests shall be paid by the city. There's also another caveat to this, that under this particular line item, under Section 6, it states that every employee 45 years or older may request this exam. If you look at the council agenda today and back in February, when they have the listing of all the particular tests and all the particular exams, they actually have listed on it new recruits, physical fitness exam for new recruits, physical examination. The particular section of the contract says nothing about that the city shall pay for medical examinations for new recruits. It is very specific for every employee over the age of 45 may request a complete yearly physical examination by a doctor of his or her choice. That is also incorrect because the fire department cannot go to a doctor of his or her choice. They go to whoever these monies have been allocated, Atwood Med Services, for example. So that's problematic in the contract. So, in addition, when I looked at the tentative agreement that I have here that is signed, the provision to provide for medical examinations that the city, aka the taxpayer, would pay for, was removed from the contract in 2012. How for 6 years no one caught this is beyond me. But you're looking at almost $400,000 that has been allocated. Mind you, of that $400,000, that line item is very rarely consumed. We had 1 year where we allocated $80,000 and only $58 was consumed. We don't have the transfer resolutions to see what other line item that monies were moved to after April 15th, so that's problematic. But more problematic is when the tentative agreement was signed on June 25th, as you all know, standard operating procedure, a memorandum of fiscal note comes immediately after that. And the fiscal note was signed on July 5th by Ernie Zalimski, where Ernie Zalimski itemized the removal of medical exams. If you look historically into the budget line item for the last 10 years, the average allocation of that line item has been $58,000. Interestingly enough, In the fiscal note for the tentative agreement, Mr. Zalimski shows by the reduction of the medical exam provision, we save $58,000 a year for a total of $174,000. Yet, 1 week later, Mr. Zalimski funded the same line item that not only did he remove from the fiscal note, that not only was removed from the tentative agreement, and not only was the language removed from the contract and published. So I have a real big problem with this because this is the third example in as many months of contract manipulation. That's basically it. This line item should not be funded for any reason whatsoever. The members of this department and the members of the city of Warwick employees have the finest health care that money can buy. There is no reason that any taxpayer should be funding any more monies for this. But what disturbs me more than ever, and this is not pointing a finger at any particular individual, but this shows the bigger problem that this city has. We are not scrutinizing these contracts at all. In some cases, they're not even read. They're not even understood. I would venture just by this example that probably nobody on the city council ever even saw the fiscal note. This fiscal note was falsified, and it was presented to the honorable body of the city of Warwick, and a week later it was changed. This is the third fiscal note that has been falsified with this department in an attempt to disguise or deceive the city council. These documents are very clear. I have them all for you. It took a while to get them. And I'm very curious as to why all of a sudden when you and I had this discussion in February, these documents vanished. But those are the facts. So I would request two things. Number one, that this line item is not funded. And number two, I would request that the city council immediately put forth some formal investigation internally as to how this can possibly happen. Now, I listened to a tape that there was a conversation about an issue recently with the mayor, and the mayor stated on the air that his team has scrutinized all of the current contracts and they find no discrepancies. The problem I have is, why am I finding these discrepancies? This is the job of the city council, of the legal department, and we have Mr. Harrington here to oversee these contracts. Obviously, he hasn't done that. Ernie Zalimski didn't do his job. The city solicitor didn't do it, and neither did the mayor. So this is a lot of money that has been funded illegitimately for a long period of time. So I would respectfully request that the city look into this immediately, and if you need any other further documentation from the data that I have collected, I would be more than happy to supply it to any of the members at any time. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Cody, and I would just reflect on my comments earlier that we were holding this, and the reason we were holding it is because I had my own questions, was waiting for additional information to be provided to me. Some of the information that you presented tonight was well for everyone that was here. We've also had our own legal counsel looking into it. So, yes, actually, Mr. President, that's where I was going to go because you're the one that made the request.
So, many of the council members were not here that are sitting with us today when we voted on these contracts. and I would just caution that we're in the middle of three grievances regarding these issues, that and these grievances were filed in June after the new administration came in. I don't need to restate my position over the years as to my concerns about this issue. I've said it time and time again. The issues have, in particular with regard to the contracts and with regard to the reading of the contracts, are the subject of three separate, I don't want to call them investigations, but I'm skipping the word, Bill. But no, it's not an inquiry. It's grievances, three separate grievances, which is similar to an arbitration, which is similar to litigation. So I appreciate Mr. Cody's comments. I just do not want to give the impression to any members of the public that this council is sitting on their hands, because that's not the case. There are other investigations going on. And there have been, for the first time since I've been sitting on this council, as of January, an accounting firm was hired by the city council that's been looking at many of these issues. So I'm not going to restate my positions that I stated time and time again. I am going to say that there are a lot of council members that were not here when all these things happened. I'll leave it at that. And I would just caution, considering, in my opinion, also as an attorney, that we're in the middle of litigation that can be turned into judgments, if you will, that we be cautious about comments that we make on the record, because I don't think it's in the best interest of the taxpayers of the city of Warwick when you're in litigation to make statements about the accuracy or inaccuracy. I think the actions of the administration and the council speak for itself. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I take any more comments, anyone who has been following this is very well aware of the fact that this committee has been holding this for a long time. And we have our reasons for holding it. And it has not been approved, and it has not been funded. Stacia, I think you wanted to come to the mic. But Mr. Cody, I appreciate the comments, and I'm sure everyone in the room appreciates the presentation. State your name for the record, please.
Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. I can't ask questions, correct? I can only make a statement?
Correct.
Even though you held it? Okay. So most of the reason this is what's been going on, most of the reason why you have so many things in litigation is because of the good work that diligent taxpayers have been doing to uncover all of the wrongdoing that's going on in the city and continues apparently to go on. I don't understand why you even have to continue this line item, why it's even being factored into our budget when clearly it was something that was taken off the table back in 2012. We should not be funding this. It shouldn't even be in question. They can go, city employees can go, they can have their medical exams and pay for their copays at the doctor's office just like the rest of the world. That's what should be happening. It should not be funded. Shouldn't even be in question. So I know we asked this question, it came up a year ago. I remember myself asking last year, why a $60,000 line item in the budget? Why only $10 was expensed? And I was told the answer was because one firefighter went and had a medical evaluation and paid the $10 copay. $10 copay for a medical evaluation. Is this really an issue? Something that can't be paid for? Thank you.
Thank you. Sure.
Thank you. I was just going to state there's a little bit of revisionist history that goes on when people come to the mic. So just to clarify my position on the issue, I've been consistent for years on my position and have spoke up on my position. Okay? And other council members have too. This was the previous administration's budget that came before us. And as I said before, there's active grievances on the language of what applies and what does not apply in those contracts. And that needs to be decided by the process of the contracts outline. It's, you know, it's great for the administration to say no, or this council to say no. But there's a process to determine how it's to be interpreted and how it's to be applied. So, you know, I understand that it's a somewhat complicated issue as far as the language of the contracts go, how they be interpreted. But there's a process that needs to take place outside and away from the council, outside and away from the administration that's outlined in the collective bargaining agreement. And once that's decided, then this council can take action one way or the other. And I appreciate everybody's concerns. I it's not that I disagree with a lot of comments, but it puts us in a precarious situation when we have to talk about things that are being litigated, if you will, through collective bargaining agreements. But I appreciate everybody's comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We need a motion to hold till February 4th.
Motion to hold. Mr. Chairman, can I just say a few words?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. I didn't see you. I apologize.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to go over a couple things. There's many physicals that we do. Okay, one of them being an entry physical to come into the fire department. Someone has to pay for that. We have to evaluate these candidates before they start training. Otherwise, we're going to own somebody with an illness, or we also check them for traces of drugs and whatnot. So this has to be done. That comes out of that fund. Our hazardous material team. Right now, there's 42 guys. It used to be 52, but due to recent retirements, we're down to 42. Their physical is pretty extensive, and that's mandated by the government. That's not a contractual item. That's a mandate. If they don't get their physicals, we lose our ability to have our team. And with the team comes federal dollars for training, equipment, grants, and whatnot. So that's a very important part of it. As far as the money's not spent, like you mentioned, we had the money appropriated, but we never had a bid in place to spend the money. That's why it's there. That money's never been transferred. I looked today as far as I could in the MUNIS system, and I think there was two transfers out of that fund into another fund in the last 8 years. The remainder of that money goes into the general fund at the end of the year. None of it is transferred into personnel. I believe that in order for us to transfer money, anytime we transfer money from one line to the other, we have to get approval. Anytime it goes into a personnel fund, it has to be approved by the council. I don't know if that's written down, but that's the normal process for it. So none of that money has been transferred into an overtime account like it was claimed to be. So just want to clear that up.
Chief, I'd also point out that because of an ordinance passed by the City Council some time ago, the department heads are required to notify us in a certain time frame when you do make an in-department transfer.
That's correct.
Okay. We're talking about a couple of different issues here. As the Council President said, he has his very strong feelings on this. I've made my feelings perfectly clear on this. We have a $250 to $260 million unfunded health care liability in the city of Warwick. That's some pretty attention-getting numbers. And when we're paying that kind of premium for health care, I'm not very receptive to paying additional for something that is voluntary. I made that perfectly clear. But I'm not going to make a motion to deal with an issue or ask my colleagues on the committee of the City Council to deal with an issue until we're comfortable. We have all the facts. We have all the legalese that are tied into this thing. And once we get that, we'll take a vote. And until then, we're holding it. There is no monies expended. You can't make any transfers. You're not going to take this to the bank or to any other place.
We've had this discussion.
Anyone have a question over there? Okay. Chief, anything else?
No, that's it, sir.
We have a motion to hold. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 127-18, resolution regarding the school department request for a supplemental appropriation of $6 million for the Warwick school system for 2019. We have, sir, Mr. President.
Thank you. Just by way of background, the school department had sent a letter to the council and I believe council members were given a copy by email, indicating that they would not be here today to give a presentation. I know that there's been discussion on this issue in the past, and again, this city council has been is now involved in possible litigation. Although we haven't been served, we've been given a copy of a complaint where the school department is under Carullo and a few other under a few other statutes asking for more money. Again, we're not in a position to discuss this because we've been sued. We're in litigation. They're not appearing before us. I think there's some procedural issues regarding denials, which never occurred by this council. I know the previous school committee had decided to file this a few days before Christmas. Merry Christmas. And the new school committee was sworn in last night. I'm not too sure what their position is on this. As you know, we've been continuing to work with the administration to come to a resolution on this issue. The previous administration had funded the school department at zero dollar increase, and the previous council, last year's council, had increased it by 1.5, including the closing, or factoring in the closing of three schools last year. I know Mayor Solomon has indicated that he'd be willing to entertain or suggest principal and interest payments. I recognize there's a lot of issues on the table. They're not coming tonight, so I'd ask the Finance Committee to recommend holding this until February to give the new school committee an opportunity to review the old school committee's work to also get an update on the status of the litigation, not only against the administration, but also against the city council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? We will be looking at a motion to hold to February 4th, given the recent clarification. Would anyone from the public like to comment?
Hi, Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. I guess you can put the blame on the previous administration for this lawsuit as well with the teachers, right? Going behind closed doors, cutting a deal, and now look what we're stuck with. It'd be nice, maybe we could put together a taxpayer lawsuit. Maybe, because what grievances can we take as taxpayers? When we have, looks like you're going to be wiping out the city's rainy day fund to pay for all of these lawsuits. It's unfortunate, but it's what the last administration left you. Thank you.
Thank you. Need a motion to hold for February 4th?
Motion to hold for February 4th.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
PCR 152-18, resolution relative to abatements. Neil, we had a discussion on this. You get the floor.
Yep. I would like to ask that the committee hold this until the March 4th Council and Finance Committee meeting. There's still some legal issues that need to be dealt with this, and now that we have a new legal team in place, I'd like to get their opinion and make sure we're all on the same page.
Well, that's perfectly acceptable to me, because we also have our own questions and our own legal interpretations on this one as well. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? I'm sorry, the council? Questions from members of the public? Need a motion to hold till March 4th.
Motion to hold on March 4th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold on March 4th. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. PCR 189-18, custom tandem axle. Chief?
Mr. Chairman?
Chairman?
Chief Fontenot, Fire Department.
City of Warwick Fire Department and reviewed bid 2019-174 Custom Tandem Axle Walk-In Heavy Rescue. After thorough review on the two bids received, the Warwick Fire Department recommends a bid be awarded to the Greenwood Emergency Vehicle LLC out of North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Greenwood was the lowest qualified bidder and meets all the bid requirements. With an amendment to the award, with the extended engine warranty, the total amount, if approved, would be $708,151. The 2017 FEMA Assistance to Firefighter Grant Award to be received is for $633,789. This leaves remaining balance above the award of $74,362,000, and that would be out of fiscal year 2020. The department currently does not have a bid in place. If this bid is awarded, it would be for a one-time purchase.
What's that?
Yeah.
All right, so, Chief, a couple of meetings, I had asked some questions regarding the grant. You had got some of the answers. I also was in communication with Senator Reed's office regarding the grants. I will agree that the language is somewhat confusing with them, somewhat complicated. My questions were, if we purchase a piece of equipment that is, just use a round number, $50,000 less than what the grant is, could we apply this $50,000 to another piece of equipment for the fire department? I'm not of the frame of mind that when I'm spending the taxpayers' dollars that I'm going to go out and buy a Maserati when a Cadillac will certainly suffice. My thought process on all of this was, if we could purchase a piece of equipment that was less and still do the job and save the taxpayers' money, why not? Well, unfortunately, the grant is specific to the equipment. So even if you bought this equipment for half the price, we're still paying the $63,000 up front, the 10% match, and the rest of the money goes back to the federal government. To the fire department's credit, and also to Mayor Solomon for really driving this home in his first few months in office, you've done a good job with getting the grant money.
Thank you.
We still have some issues. Those questions were answered. So it's not going to behoove us to get a lesser vehicle and have to return the money. The grants are extremely competitive, and this isn't coming from the fire department. This is coming from the senator's office. These grants are extremely competitive. They are very difficult to get. They are difficult to get for equipment especially, and it's a national application. It's a national process. It isn't just Rhode Island amongst our own 39 communities. It's on a national basis. That part I'm all okay with. I told you that we do not have $150,000 to upfront on this piece of equipment.
Correct.
So we're clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
We also are expecting a ladder truck for our use while we're waiting for this rescue to come in.
Correct.
And you and I earlier today concurred with that. And you concurred with that earlier with the mayor in the week. We also have another rescue that's on order. And as part of that agreement, that company who's building that rescue is supposed to provide us with a loaner rescue. And we don't have it.
Correct.
And it's been months, and we don't have it. I expect people that make agreements with us to live up to those agreements, whether it be a department head, a vendor, whomever. So I asked you today to come to this committee meeting with the document from the rescue truck, the new one, stating that they're going to give us that loaner ladder truck and the day it's going to be delivered here. I'm not waiting 3 weeks, a month, or whatever. You said, I believe, that there was a document that Brian had to sign on to. I asked you to get that document.
I have both the documents with me.
And I also asked you to provide us with a document from the manufacturer of the other rescue.
I got that.
That was I want to get this on the
record.
Okay,
I'm sorry, sir.
That was going to provide us with a loaner rescue. And I asked you to get us that document certified by that vendor, assuring us of a date certain when we're going to get the rescue. Do you have those?
I have them here.
Okay. Lynn, would you please get those documents from the chief? Excuse me, read them into the record.
Oh, they're quite lengthy.
Well, just give me the Reader's Digest version. When are we getting the ladder truck?
I don't have a date that we're going to get it. It'd be probably next week.
What do they say?
No.
I mean, is it next week? Is it next month? What do they say? We've been waiting how long for it now?
We have to get an insurance binder and put it on our records, and we have to register vehicles. So that's when this all takes place. Because what happens is we get the vehicle for, basically they're selling us the vehicle, and we have to put our own insurance on it and register the vehicle.
When you get a brand new vehicle, how does that vehicle get delivered here? Do you register it first before it gets here, or is it delivered to us? Delivered to us.
Yes, yeah, delivered to us.
And then somebody goes to the registry, it does whatever you do, and you register it. The ladder truck can be delivered to us. It's no different than another vehicle. Whoever's getting that ladder truck, they can deliver it to us. You don't need to register. You don't need to insure it. They can deliver it to us.
We have to have the insurance binder on it.
Okay. So that could have been done today. It's a pick up the phone, call your agent, give me a binder, we're done.
It'll be done tomorrow.
Okay. And so I need assurance. When are we going to get the ladder truck? We've been waiting for this ladder truck for how long?
We haven't been waiting for the ladder truck.
We haven't. They told us they're going to give us the ladder truck.
Once we sign an agreement with them.
Why haven't you signed the agreement with them?
Because you haven't approved it. You got to approve it.
All right, fine.
This was not approved.
I'm thinking on the rescue, actually. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was a couple months ago.
A couple of months ago. How long ago did we approve that rescue?
A few months ago.
Okay, like back in the summer, I think.
I think it was September.
Okay. So you are saying we're going to get this ladder truck. We can expect to have this ladder truck delivered to us when?
I guess next week.
If you want to testify, you want to speak, please come to the podium. We need to have this on the record.
Okay.
We're not trying to be difficult. We just need to have it on the record. State your name for the record, sir.
Colin Booten from Greenwood.
Thank you.
Yep. The loaner works. Once the contract is signed, we sign the loaner agreement, which is actually already signed by us, and that truck gets an insurance binder, and we prep the truck, and then we can bring it down.
All our documents are signed, Chief?
I am signed, yes. Okay.
Brian signed whatever he's going to sign?
I signed this one.
You signed it? Okay. So the ladder truck's all set. We should have a ladder truck. We will have a ladder truck here next week. You get a binder tomorrow.
It's
right? Simple.
Sitting there, it's put aside for this deal.
Okay. And the rescue, you've got the document for the rescue?
I do.
Give me the Reader's Digest version. When are we getting the rescue?
I spoke to him when I went back to the office to get it. So they're just doing the final inspection on it, and we'll get it. Next week we'll have that as well.
Okay, so we have your assurances that next week, some point next week, we're going to have a ladder truck in our possession, and we're going to have a rescue in our possession.
Correct.
Okay. Those documents, Lynn, could you get those copies for us, Chief?
I'm going to need copies. This is the original. He just brought this with him tonight, so.
Okay,
can I get them to him tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay.
Anyone want to see those documents? Any members of the City Council want to see the documents? Council President, you want to see the documents?
No, we testify.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
No, I just want to point out that this, again, this is a grant that we received, and we're paying 10% of this, but we're also going to get this loaner, and I think that's very important because we're getting it right away, because I know it takes a while to get this truck coming in. So this is a win-win.
1 year.
1 year. So this is a win-win for the city because we're getting a brand-new truck that we only had to pay 10% on, but in the meantime, we're also getting a loaner truck, which we can put on the road as soon as possible. So that is a great deal for the taxpayers. Thank you.
Which is why it needed to be put on the record, and we need assurances of when we're going to get the vehicle. I don't want to be sitting here in a month from now and having somebody come to the mic and question, where's the vehicle, and we don't have it. So, Chief, we don't have the $150,000 to put up front on this vehicle.
Correct.
So, is this $4,500 subtraction staying, or is it going?
It's staying. It's so that's why the bid award went up by that $4,500.
Okay. So tell me the new amount.
The total amount of the cost of the vehicle is $708,151, and the city's contribution is $74,362.
Okay. So it's the 63 match plus the options. Is that it? Is that how you come up to that 71
yes.
something?
Right.
Okay, so what's the total that you're looking for us to approve?
$74,362. Okay. Brian's just clarifying. We're going to go for the total award.
Total award, correct.
Which is $708,151.
Total award is $708,151.
Correct.
Okay. That was the number I'm looking for.
And also, what happens at the end here, when the truck is almost completed, the government will reimburse us prior to having to pay it. So when it's time to pay the vendor, the money's there for it. It doesn't come out of our general fund. It comes right from the government, so.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any council president?
Yes, sir.
How many rescues do we have today?
Today we have four rescues.
How many reserve?
I believe we have three reserve right now.
Okay. And which rescues will we be taking out of service? What stations are they in?
We won't be taking any out of service. We're going to leave them. We're going to leave them. They're just going to reserve status.
Okay,
so we're getting rid of any.
Okay, so where are the new rescue?
This is a heavy rescue. So I don't know if you were at that meeting, Mr. President, but this is called a heavy rescue. It's our special hazards truck. Okay, the way the government grant works, the government calls trucks differently.
So
our rescues are all ambulances.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but are we replacing our special hazards truck?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going to happen with that truck?
So that truck, I believe the DPW has been pulling on my shirt tail for that one. They want to make a sander out of it or something. It can't be an emergency vehicle. Once we replace it with a government grant, it can no longer be an emergency vehicle. We're telling them that it's not worthy to be an emergency vehicle anymore. But it could be used in the city as a utility vehicle.
And that's because of the way the grant is written?
Correct. We've actually had vehicles that we had to destroy.
And how many miles are on that vehicle, the special hazards?
$216,157.
And what can that truck be used for, you say?
DPW want to put a sander on it or something like that. So.
Okay. Thank you. And you had mentioned another rescue that should be coming in?
Yes, which the government would call an ambulance. So
okay.
that truck coming, I believe, is going to replace the one up in Cohasset. That's the
okay.
oldest truck in the
okay.
fleet.
And the oldest truck in the fleet now, how many miles does that have on it?
I don't have that data on me. A couple hundred thousand. I know our newest rescue has 118,000.
Okay. I mean, obviously, those are the ones we use the most.
Yeah, you think.
So we have four right now with three reserve, and the special hazards can't go back into the fleet. It has to go to DPW, but we should have four reserve rescues now and four frontline rescues.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Chief, I just want to follow up on that question from the council president. I know that for several months, I can't say specifically, but I know for several months, in going by Station 1, we've had two rescues there. And I also noticed in the past couple of weeks that I don't see two rescues there. So what's going on?
It may be being used as another truck someplace else. Sometimes at Station 1 will have a truck, have it there, and it ends up back at the station that's supposed to. Like Station 3 always has a reserve truck there, and when we were borrowing an out-of-town truck, we left it at that station. They didn't want it back. They said, just hold on to it in case you need it. So when that other truck came to service, we put it at 1 because there's no room at Station 3 for it. So sometimes you just see a piggyback truck there.
Yeah, I saw it there for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's two war rescues, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So right now we don't have any out-of-town rescues.
Okay.
And you'll see them disappear now and then because the other trucks will be down repair for preventive maintenance and inspection and whatnot.
Okay.
The DPW is doing a pretty good job keeping those things on the road.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Yes, Councilman Crowley, please.
I am not suggesting that this is a bad deal for the city, but I still don't understand what line item we are going to be using to pay the city's portion that I heard $150,000, and then I heard a separate figure of $74,900-something. So I don't know how much it is that the city is going to be paying and what line item that is going to be coming from.
Brian?
The city's portion of this purchase would be $74,362. Excuse me. That amount will not come due. That a purchase will not. The city will not have to make that expenditure until fiscal year 2020, so the following year. So within the budget for fiscal year 2020, the city will have to budget for those funds for that capital expenditure at that time. So it'll be in next year's budget, a cost of $74,362.
Okay, thank you.
What's that, Councilman? Sir. Right. Councilman Crowley, the 150 that I had mentioned, it was in the purchase price of the vehicle. So the vendor was offering a discount of approximately 4% if we would front $150,000 in the purchase. We don't have $150,000 to front. And that's why that number of $150,000 was spoken to. And that's why the bid increased by $4,000 and change to $74,000. I should say our portion of the contribution increased from the $63,000, whatever it was, to the $74,362.
Correct.
So the $150,000, that was a money that we would have to put up front. It was like a deposit.
I understand that, and I am not going to say I'm a financial expert, but to forego that type of a discount when we can save dollars by spending pennies probably, to me, makes sense, but I am going to defer to our finance department on running the city financial situation.
And that's where our advice came from.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Brian, please.
Yeah.
Finance also reviewed this in great detail with the mayor. This $150,000 has not been budgeted for this year. Cash flow can be difficult at times. Most of our debt service comes due in the spring. This is an amount we would get back relatively quickly, but we did not want to chance it. Obviously, you're aware, and it's spoken to quite a few times tonight. We have many litigations in front of us that, and some unbudgeted expenses, it was not deemed worthy for a savings of $4,500 at this time.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Any other questions? So we're gonna have to amend this award. If you're going to be moving favorable, it'll need an amendment to amend the amount to $708,151. The city portion will be $74,362. We need a motion.
I'll make a motion for favorable action to amend the amount for $708,151 for the award, and the city portion will be $74,362.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. The motion is on the amendment to amend the total award to $708,151, with the city portion being $74,362. We have a motion on the amendment. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to move as amended.
I motion to move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable action as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Motion passes.
Thank you, sir.
Chief,
thank you. Committee.
Keep me informed when that vehicle is here.
I'll let you know.
And tomorrow you're going to get the clerk a copy of those documents.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
And also, I'd like to, you know, we talked about it last couple weeks ago, and commend Lieutenant Jensen and the committee that put this grant together. Like you found out from the senator, these are very competitive grants, and to get a vehicle is very tough. And we put in for two more for next year, and hopefully we'll meet the needs again. So,
Chief, don't misunderstand, and I don't mean to minimize the work that your team put into getting this grant. It was beneficial to me to reach out to some of our congressional people to find out what's involved with this grant, what's the process. And kudos. There certainly was a lot of work on your part. There was due diligence on your part. And the efforts are well recognized. And I don't mean to minimize that. It's not just for you, Chief. It's also for the public that's sitting here. I don't mean to minimize it. But by the same token, it's not for us as the Finance Committee of the City of Warwick to look at something on face value and say, while the efforts were significant, the gain was tremendous, is there something better? And when I look at all of these numbers, be it $170, like you heard us talking about earlier tonight, or $750,000, yeah, that's the question that I ask. Mm-hmm. Is there something better? Can we do this more efficiently, more effectively? Can we get something for $600 instead of $700 and use $100 elsewhere? And until I get all of those numbers and I can wrap my arms around this thing and say, you know what, if this were my own company, I'm going to do this because I am now convinced that this is the best deal. So great job on getting the grants, and certainly we look forward to you doing the same thing.
Okay.
Sir.
Just very quickly, Chief, I also wanted to, the due diligence done, everything has been, everyone did check, the checks and balances are done. To you and the fire department crew, the bigger picture, we just got a $750,000 truck for $74,000. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, very good job. The time is 7:01, and the Finance Committee is adjourned.
Mr. President, we're at the HW. It's 7 o'clock, yeah. Yeah, we got two things. It'll go quick. All right.
The time is now 7:01. The Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is open. Can I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes?
Make a motion to accept.
Meeting held on November 14th. Motion made.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Excuse me, if you have conversations that you'd like to hold, please hold them out in the hallway. Thank you.
Item number one, PCO 3-18, Rocky Point, ordinance protect the rights of private property owners. So Councilman Lattiser.
Hold till March 4th.
Hold till March 4th. Item number two, PCR 69-18, resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold till March 4th.
Hold till March 4th. The time is 7:02. Health, Education, and Welfare is now closed.
All right, so public safety will come to order at 7:11 p.m.
Yep.
Just for the record, Councilwoman Travis has resigned from the Public Safety Committee, so I'm appointing Councilman Howe.
So the first matter is acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on December 3rd, 2018.
Move for acceptance of the minutes.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, we have our first claim, Alexandra / Bernard Bakari. Are either of you here? Go once. All right, well, we're reviewing the claim. There were three estimates made. It was made within the deadline.
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair, may I make a request to the Council President quickly, if you don't mind? Seeing that this is your council, the rules, are we following as in, would you prefer to have the people show up to get the claim, or if we go by the recommendations by the departments?
I believe that the way that it was written and, and the way that we followed those rules are that the notice is given to the claimants and the claimants are required to attend. I believe that's how it's written currently. So if they're not here and you want to hold it so we can give them notice, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Thank you, Mr. President. If it shows a decision by the department upon approval, do you have a problem with approval, or would you rather have the claimants here?
I don't have a problem with approval, but I'm just wondering if it's in the rules.
Okay.
But I'll defer to...
That's right. We can give another attempt. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
We can reevaluate.
Yeah, and we could amend the rules too.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Chairman, I ask that we hold this for one meeting.
Second.
So a motion was made and seconded.
I'm sorry.
Just call the name one more time. I don't know if they are.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what
the Alexandra name. And Bernard Bakari, either and or both of you.
Are they here? No. Okay.
Thank you.
So now we're going to have to give that a separate PCR.
All right.
If you're going to hold that one. So it's going to be PCR 1719.
So it becomes PCR 1719.
Then I'll redo my claim, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I ask that we hold PCR 1719 till the next meeting of January 23rd.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next claim is Gretel Kelly.
I'm Gretel Kelly.
Hello, Ms. Kelly. I see here that you submitted one estimate from Lowe's for the damage caused to a fence by the snowplow, is that correct?
Yes.
And now, for the estimate, who wrote on here the labor?
I put the 51 down there. Also, I did another estimate yesterday. I forgot to put the little post in. So I have copies of the new estimate if you want them, but it only comes to $268 anyway.
And that estimate's for the entirety of the work?
No, I did not include labor because a friend of mine will do it. But if you want a copy of the new estimate, I have them here.
When you made the claim, were you told you had to get three estimates?
No.
Are you aware that you actually do have to?
No, I didn't.
Good evening. The question I have is, you have the estimate, and then you said, and you have labor written into the estimate, but then you said that you have a friend who would do the labor?
Yes.
So the amount that you're asking for includes labor?
No. I think the amount would be 98 times 2 for the two sections of the fence, but then there are little things that go in there that I didn't know about, too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
to join them together.
Chairman, if I may.
Of course.
For a point of clarification, I would be interested in hearing from legal counsel whether our requirement for three estimates, which I'm familiar with, we use that for auto related claims related to potholes and that nature, if that three estimate policy also applies to damage to property such as fences resulting from a city snowplow.
According to the website and the claims form, it does, but I don't know otherwise.
Three estimate policy. So if we want to hold this for a period of time so that an additional estimate may be provided in a timely fashion.
Thank you.
Ms. Kelly, if we hold this so you can get an additional estimate, you think you'll be able to do that?
So in other words, you want me to go online and find three contractors and ask them to come down, check my fence, and give me an estimate, which will be a lot higher than just two panels.
Mr. Chairman, ma'am, what I think what the chairman is saying is three estimates on the cost, not necessarily the what you described, contractors. You mentioned that you go to Lowe's, you have a friend who will fix it. So if you got the estimates on the cost of the material, then that can be. Do you understand? Because you.
So you want one from Lowe's, one from Say Home Depot, and
yes,
one
ma'am.
From
because
from Sears.
If you can get one from Sears, good for you. I wouldn't trust they have an inventory though. But yeah, that's what we're recommending because that is what our statute says.
All right. Fine.
Thank you, ma'am. And so I have no problem, Mr. Chairman, holding this. How much time would you think you would like?
I can do it tomorrow.
Okay, so the next meeting is good for you
yes,
in 2 weeks?
Fine. So, I just don't have to have contractors come down.
No, ma'am. Just the way exactly what you did right here.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now entertain a motion.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Councilman Lassiter.
I'm a little bit confused with pricing because the claim that I've approved is
The claim that has been approved is for $853.54. But Ms. Kelly said that she was not including labor. $853.54, it includes, and I might add, handwritten labor of $50. That is not an acceptable estimate, and it also includes labor for the other one of $200. So I'm a little bit confused as to how this number came about with $853 when Ms. Kelly testified that she was not including labor. I'm not begrudging her the labor, but I'm just going by what the lady testified to, that it didn't include labor. And I would point out to you that the labor is handwritten. That would be a speculative number because it's not a number or an estimate that is being provided to this honorable body by a registered contractor. And in order to put this fence up, you must be a registered contractor. Unless you're doing it yourself. You can do your own work. So just something that the claimant may want to clarify before returning back to the council on the day that you're going to hold this to.
Point well taken. Any further discussion?
Mrs. Kelly?
Yes.
If I could ask you to come back up to the podium, please. This is just for clarification. So as the councilman said, you did mention that, you know, you had the estimate in here and you said that they had the labor. And this is for my clarification. You said the labor should not be included because you're getting the parts because you have someone who can do the
right.
fence. Okay, so when you bring those estimates back, the three estimates, please don't add in a labor
right.
cost. So therefore, we have it. And that's what the councilman was bringing
right.
up.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I need to clarify on that.
Yeah.
She absolutely is entitled to have that fence installed
yeah.
by a registered contractor if she wants to.
But
so,
it's gotta be an estimate, he said.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't want the lady to leave thinking that she has to, you know, have a friend put this up. She does not. She has the right to have it put up by a professional registered contractor and be reimbursed for it. I'm just simply clarifying the conversation, and that was such that she said she had a friend to do it. So if she had a friend to do it, then you shouldn't be paying the labor. But she absolutely has the right to have it installed and get compensated for the labor.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion?
Make a motion to hold.
We
need a PCR.
PCR 18-19.
Thank you.
PCR-18-19. And then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Motion to hold until January 23rd.
And then you say.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So motion passes. And then the last one we have is Carlos and Dina Ventura.
Dina Ventura.
Hello. And now, while the department recommended denying the claim, I called and verified that the tree was, in fact, on city property. So I know my preference would be to actually grant the claim.
I think that, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Of course.
In the police report, which was very smart to get done, in the police report, it says the tree fell where the road is being dug up, milling. As we all know, I would side with you on that. I have no problem granting the claim, seeing that there's been a lot of, with all the updates that this council and the mayor has done to repave the roads, there's been a lot of construction going on. And so a lot of these, so even though the department didn't know about the tree, there's a lot of certain circumstances that could cause it to fall, and especially being on city property, there is a responsibility. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, unless there's any further discussion, I entertain a motion on the topic.
Ask questions.
Anyone else have questions? Anyone else on the council? Anyone else in the public?
Mr. Chairman, I move for a favorable action in the amount of $689.77. By statute, we can only allow the lowest bid.
Okay.
For favorable action in the amount of $689.77.
Second.
I'm sorry. That's
why we get the estimates. The lowest bid on here doesn't include labor, though, right?
It does not. It is only for material.
So would it be worth it for you if this was held so that you could get a third estimate that had labor? Unless.
I Mr. Chairman, counsel has just advised me we could make the motion to include the estimate with the labor.
12.7.
For the 12.70, is that Patriot Fence?
Yeah.
That is the lowest with the labor included.
I will withdraw the previous motion, Mr. Chairman. I make a new updated motion to include labor with the supplies approval for the lowest to include labor of $1,270 to Patriot Fence.
Second.
Any questions? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Move on to PCR 5-19, resolution relative to traffic studies. Been informed that there was a clerical error, so we're going to hold that. I just need a motion.
So you have a preferred date?
January 23rd.
Make a motion to hold PCR 5-19 till January 28th.
23rd.
Correction, 23rd.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. PCR 6-19, been informed again that this one actually is going to be withdrawn. Just need a motion.
A motion to withdraw PCR 6-19 per the request of the sponsor.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then PCR 8-19, Councilman Ricks.
move to substitute my sponsorship for the sponsorship of Councilman McElroy, who represents Ward 4.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Any discussion?
Well, hold on. We just changed the name.
Just changing the name on
so
it.
So now we're you going into. Him. So now you would ask Councilman McElroy.
Councilman McElroy?
Yes.
You want to talk about your.
Yes, that's a stop sign that is needed near Hoxie School. It's to put a stop sign on Glenwood Drive.
And there was a positive traffic study done recommending that too, right?
Yes.
Councilman, do you call for favorable action on this?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Per the sponsor, I move for favorable action.
Second.
Any discussion? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so public safety is adjourned at 7:29.
Hey, this is the Intergovernmental Committee. Meeting's beginning at 7:31. The first item of business is the acceptance of minutes from the December 17th meeting.
Move for favor. Oh, I cannot do that. Sorry.
Second.
I would move the minutes be adopted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The second item is PCR 9-19, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019 noise study report. Councilman Ricks, it's not drafted.
I would request that this matter be held for January 23rd.
Motion to hold per request of the sponsor, PCR 9-19, till January 23rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second item is PCR-10-19, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting an increase in the yearly payment in lieu of taxes, money that the state airport pays to the city of Warwick. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the third time I have sponsored this and have co-sponsors by the entire council that the General Assembly, as you heard today, Mr. Chairman, during the abatements that we lost some more revenue to property purchased by RIAC. So this will basically increase the rent that the state pays the city. This is the third year in a row. The last 2 years we were not successful. We're putting it forward to them again with full support of the Warwick delegation. I ask for favorable action, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman McElroy would like to be added as a sponsor, and I thought I was a sponsor, but I don't see it on there. I would like to be added as a sponsor, and we have a second on the motion.
Second.
Oh, and McAllister and Sinapi, and
okay.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being added. Wonderful.
And Councilman Sinapi would like to be added as well.
Okay, thank you.
Now on the motion to for favorable action, comment from Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also, as I am a co-sponsor on this, but I just wanted to stress the importance of this and thank Councilman Howe and all the co-sponsors on this. You know, the city of Warwick, the state of Rhode Island gets a great benefit from the airport, but the city of Warwick pays a big burden for that. I can tell in Ward 7 there is whole neighborhoods that are no longer here, people that I went to high school with, that their houses are no longer there. Again, we saw on the abatements today, as Councilman Howe talked about, how, you know, another abatement was made for the airport. Just this week, there was a fire in the parking lot at the airport, and it's our emergency personnel that go there and do that and take care of that as the first responders in the host city. So again, this is of vital importance that the city pays a big price being the host, and we are very good neighbors to the airport, and I think an increase in the amount in lieu of taxes that the city of Warwick receives is, I think, is something that we should get, and I thank our Warwick delegation at the State House. They've all come out and said that they will support this and push this forward, and I thank them for that, because this is something that affects not only Ward 7, it affects the entire city. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. This is for the public's benefit. It's PCR 1019, which I believe is on our agenda as number 3 under the new business. Well, as I said before, it's a resolution to the General Assembly requesting an increase in the yearly payment in lieu of taxes, money that the state airport pays to the city of Warwick. There has been a motion made for a favorable action.
Second.
And a second? More? Okay. Well, first, hear from the council. First, we'll hear from the council, then we'll go to the public.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.